These are new pieces. They're laser cut steel, and they are portraits of me. They're profiles of my face, and then they are all welded and joined together to create abstract shapes, and they are hung in the tree at St. Helen's Church.
How important is this particular location?
I think this is a fantastic location because it's a kind of very busy traffic through road to the Gherkin from Liverpool Street. So, and it's on a site of a very old church that is quite amazing for this area.
Give me a better understanding of the inspiration behind this.
The inspiration comes from working with drawing using a kind of simple line drawing to create an abstract form that uses the repetition and the multiples to change one thing that is very obvious into something that is quite abstract and less obvious. It becomes something else. It's a transformation.
And you've drawn inspiration from the personality tests, the ink tests.
Yes, the Rorschach ink blot test. It's an idea where you can look at an abstract form that can be read in many different ways, but then it is the starting point is something that is very readable.
So, just so I know, have you taken one of these tests?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Should I ask what the results were?
Probably not.
No. Fine, okay, well, we'll move on from that. How did you get involved in sculpture in the city 2014?
Well, it was a request that came through. The works were installed at a different sculpture park at Roche Court, and they saw the work hanging there, and it's come through that. And then we've used some works that already existed, and then I've added more new works for this project.
And as we can see the artwork being installed, it's made of steel wire?
It's laser-cut steel that's all been welded and joined together, and then powder-coated a single colour.
And they're hanging from a tree. I'm assuming that's for a reason. They're not at ground level for a particular reason?
No, they're based on the idea that because of the linear form, they don't really have a mass. They're more about drawing and more about the idea of a line in space.
And I think it's also in common with some of the other works in this year's Sculpture in the City, where you've got to look up. Some of the artists have been saying there's real value in getting people to look up.
Yeah, I think there's a real value of things inhabiting a whole everywhere. It's the idea that things can be found in the unexpected places, and that kind of leads to more a way of looking around with more questioning, I think, that you can look into things and through things and find things where you don't expect them.
And in terms of interaction with this, people discovering the work as they go about their business in the Square Mile, what are you hoping that they will get out of it?
I think it's the idea that art doesn't necessarily have to be in an art environment to be enjoyed, and these people might not necessarily be coming here to look at art, but the art is here and they stumble upon it, have a look, enjoy it, not enjoy it. But I think it's the idea of bringing it all together and giving it a different context is much, it's very interesting. And I think for this area, there's such a variety of people, and I think it's just a very interesting idea to bring them all together.